the top cities, the best and worst for soccer. Jill, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. This is U.S.-based for those who are listening. Now, the first thing I have to ask you, just because it's affecting the U.S., is this Lionel Messi effect going to be like just a season or two, like similar to Pele, and then whenever he retires, it kind of maybe goes back to what it is, or is this really going to springboard something, you think?
I mean, if we're looking at historical context, whenever someone comes over here and plays, it is a, seasonal type of thing, and then they retire, and then everyone kind of forgets about soccer again. We saw it with Pele, we saw it with Wayne Rooney, and, but I don't think anyone's ever come over to this degree and played this well and brought out fans in every single city that they go to in this way. So this could be the real change that US soccer needs.
Okay, and I mean, if I'd have interviewed you 20 years ago, I would have been like, soccer's not going to do anything in the U.S. I don't believe in it, whatever. But I have seen a lot of growth, and I've seen it because I don't know. I don't know the reasons. Kids have been playing soccer forever, so it's not just that. Because I feel like if it was just that, soccer would have been bigger a long time ago. Maybe it is the European influence. Maybe it's that. But like we bring up LA and they're the biggest. Why are they the biggest? And why is it so popular there?
Well, I think there's, the whole Beckham influence in LA. We've seen it, in other cities as well. And again, there's a team there. I mean, the stars are into it. Will Ferrell bought in. So I think there is this kind of celebrity backing in LA. It's kind of like a highbrow sport there. And it's a celebrity thing to do. And I think that's why, we've seen it done well. And we've seen it, at least take off when we're talking about fanship and money behind a team.
Now in Seattle, did that franchise come at the right time and sort of like replace the Supersonics and in people's minds? And now there's hockey there too, and I don't know how the two rank. MSL compared to the hockey. I imagine because the hockey's newer, maybe it's doing better right now. But do you feel like it took the place of basketball there, and that's why it, or do you just think there's a lot of soccer fans there?
I think both. I think, West Coast helps here. They've kind of LA, Seattle, they've both really embraced soccer. I do think that it came at the right time as well, and they're doing pretty well. They have two championship wins. The team historically is pretty good, so I think that helps too. And it's another thing, to do in Seattle. Surprisingly, even though it's outdoors, people still go. They don't care if it's raining. They like to just be loud outside.
Yeah, it rains almost every day in Seattle. Like it just rains all the time. It's a nice walking city, though. I do like it. But yeah, if you don't like rain, don't go to Seattle. The New York one, does that count the Red Bulls, even though they're technically in New Jersey?
The New York one, that's a good question. I think that it does, yes.
So, because I've been to a Red Bulls game, it does seem pretty popular there. And so, but that whole New York FC thing seems like disjointed because I don't know. I think they're still playing at Yankee Stadium, and it looks weird. Like, is that what's hurting them? Is that why they're ninth? Because they don't have like that New York FC doesn't have its own, stadium? Is that hurting them?
I think that might be hurting them. I think with the Red Bulls so close and already established, that might be, hurting them as well. And I don't know, New York seems to be hesitant to embrace soccer the way that other cities have. I don't know if it's because they have two of every other team, basically, but, I think that's certainly part of it.
Yeah, I could say that in my drives down over the years to like DC, and I know you were in that area, they're ranked sixth ahead of New York. But I saw even driving down there, people were more excited about soccer there, but they didn't have a lot of, professional sports teams either. They have, less.
Yeah, and I think that stadium helps as well. I mean, that Audi Field was, you know, built specifically for the game. They have great food. It's brand new. So I think that, you know, does make a difference as well.
Okay, and that makes sense. Maybe New York does need that stadium. One thing that caught my eye on the best versus worst, the Philadelphia Union, their performance level is 52.64%. That's 2.5 times better than FC Cincinnati and Houston Dynamo. I know that it's going good in Philly. I guess I was kind of shocked it wouldn't be going as well in Houston.
Really?
Yeah, because Houston is kind of like a melting pot. And it's a sports city where people do seem to like to just show up as well. Like, maybe they're not the hardcore kind of fan, but they do like to show up to events. But again, because even Houston, I mean, if we just go with populace and we get really nerdy here, they should beat Cincinnati, and they're not.
Right. Yeah, I mean, Houston has a couple things. Even in the MLS, I mean, it ranks all the way down, because we did look at more than the MLS here.
Right.
But just for that specific metrics, it does rank down at 20th. You know, so it's not necessarily performance. I think a lot of it does have to do with just people not watching and not really attending games. So, yeah, there's something in the mix in Houston that's not really going. I would say, you know, is it the heat keeping people away? But, you know, they show up to Texans games, so I don't think it's that.
Like baseball, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an odd thing. And I just would have thought there were more people that appreciate soccer there, but maybe not. Now, when we look at Philly, to me, as well as it's doing, and maybe this is because they're in Chester, which not the greatest area. I know once you're there, it's spectacular and everybody loves it. But getting there, it's not scenic. We'll put it that way. Is that why St. Paul is ahead of them? Or do people in St. Paul just like soccer more than people in Philadelphia?
In Philadelphia, I've seen it kind of ebb and flow. You know, there's seasons when they're obsessed with the Union. And there's seasons when the Union's still doing well, but for some reason, the fans are, you know, sick of them for that season, and then they come back. And I think, you know, it is one of the, you know, longstanding MLS teams. You know, again, we've seen ebbs and flows, like when Freddie Adu was there and things were going well. And then there was a kind of, you know, people kind of cooled off and now we're back. And I, again, think it does kind of depend on what the other teams in Philly are doing. You know, Eagles are having a great time or the Sixers, I do think that people cool off of the Union.
Okay, so yeah, so your thinking is if the team that overlaps with them or teams that overlap with them, if they're not doing great, then people maybe latch onto the Union. But if they're having great seasons, then maybe the Union kind of gets ignored a little from those fans.
Yeah, that's how it seems to me.
Okay, I mean, I could buy that. The most surprising for me is for just the MLS, Kansas City being fifth. That shocks me.
Really? I see people. See, Kansas City is, I think it's surprised me in recent years as those fans are ready to show up and they really represent for their team. And I think that those teams rise to the occasion and they try to be good for the fans. So Kansas City, you know, it being a top five here does not surprise me at all.
Okay. I mean, again, I'm not any kind of soccer person to be able to really tell. But I'm going to give credit, and maybe this is because I see Newark is listed here. Maybe that's where instead of Harrison, it gets listed as Newark, maybe for the Red Bulls. So they're not doing too bad. Considering it's just that's the only thing there, really. I think that's pretty good where they are. But, you know, I'm looking down and Toledo, Ohio, poor Toledo, Ohio. Like, I guess, you know, I've driven through. I know people who live there. It's not bad. I mean, it's not like they have a lot of professional teams. Any clue about Toledo, Ohio?
So for in Toledo's case, again, we looked at more than just MLS. So right. Toledo, no MLS team, so that's not going to drive them to the top here. But they do have collegiate, mm-hmm. and they're not doing well. No. So unfortunately, that's what kind of drove them to the bottom. It's really the only thing to score them on. And their women's team is doing a lot better than their men's team. So that's what even got them. They're not dead last year. They're third from last. So that was kind of the only help they had. But yeah, we put not only MLS teams here, but college teams, Division One, NCAA, and NWSL and USL. So that's okay, everything that we had to choose from.
That's everything. Yep. So my last question is, have you seen Messi? Are you paying the exorbitant ticket price?
No, I'm not. You know, if someone had tickets and they wanted me to go, and even then I'd be like, I don't know, I think I have a brunch.
A brunch? You would go to a brunch over that? Is that just a general brunch, or like it'd have to be a really good brunch?
I think I'm just making a brunch that day. I don't know. I'm just not
feeling it.
Do too much. I mean, that being said, I loved going to MLS games. I still do. I just like standing around and cheering and singing the whole time. They're fun.
Right.
Fun games, but I don't know if I need to go out of my way to see it. I don't know. It's not doing it for me.
Is it the price that's putting you off, or is it just like, hey, he's just an older guy coming here to dominate for a few years and it just doesn't grab you? Like, what do you think it is? You know, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it's that. Okay. I don't know. I've never been a huge Messi fan.
Okay.
I'd rather see other people play, I guess. But
so do you not think he's the greatest of all time? Is that part of it?
I'd rather see Ronaldo. Okay. I just think he's like more, I don't know, maybe Messi's too nice about it. Be meaner if you're going to be that good.
If you're meaner, then that will get your interest. Is that what you're
saying? Yeah. You know, there's no like, I know he's going to be good. I don't know. There's no like excitement about it.
Okay.
Stopping it for me. I would just, there's just other players I've liked more and would want to see more.
Okay.
So that's kind of it for me. But I will say, maybe if I wasn't in New York now, like if I was still in D.C. or Philly, getting to a game, really no problem.
Right.
Very easy to do. So sure, I'd go see Messi. Now, if I have to go to Jersey for it, nah.
Yeah, you don't want to go on a train.
Right.
I get it.
Yeah, and I'm fine. I'll take the 7 all the way up, but maybe not for Messi.
Okay, fair enough.
If anyone listening does have tickets, let me know, and I'll see. I'll possibly move my brunch plans, but I don't know.
There you go. That's a definite maybe. Jill, thanks a lot for joining us again and giving us some of the soccer knowledge. Appreciate it.
Anytime.